You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We know that this coming Shabbos has a special name. It's called Shabbos Hagadol, the big Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos, the Pizayim with Beis, says the reason. Tosfos says the following. He says that what day did we leave Mitzrayim was a Thursday. In the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when was Yud Nisan?
Shabbos.
Was Shabbos. So it says, Shabbos she'ov lo'kho b'schem sha'az haya be'osor l'chodesh. Was Yud Nisan. V'al ken korim oiso Shabbos Hagadol. That's what we call it, the big Shabbos, Shabbos Hagadol. Lefi she'nasa bo neis kodol. Because it was a big miracle that happened. What was the miracle? So Tosfos says when they took the Pesach, Tosfos brings a Midrash, and when they took the Pesach, the Goyim, the children, asked the Jews, what's going on? So they told him, they said, don't worry, it'll be Pesach, and all the Pchayrus, all the firstborns will be dead. So the Pchayrus were not happy about it. So they went to their father and said, what are you doing? Allow these Jews to leave Israel, I don't want to die. The father said no. So there was a huge war, and they killed many of them, as Tosfos says, Vasu b'chayrus milchama v'horgu b'marbe, and that's what we say in Hoydu Hashem in the Mizmor in Tehillim, Lemakeh Mitzrayim b'chayreihem. Meaning the b'chayrus killed in Mitzrayim on Yud Nisan, which was Shabbos, and that's what a big miracle that happened, and that's what we call Shabbos Hagadol. And that question that come out from this Tosfos. By the way, this Tosfos is brought down. We brought down La Halacha, Tur in Shulchan Aruch. We have a Siman in Shulchan Aruch. The second Siman in Chiz Pesach that says Shabbos Shivkud in Pesach Koyim Moisus Shabbos Hagadol. And the Bishayzer brings this reason of Tosfos, and the Goyen in the Oris in the bottom he brings many sources in Midrashim that say like Tosfos, and Mashu that also the Goyen says that's the main reason. And there's all the reasons that the Bishayzer brings. But this is the reason Tosfos brings it, brought down the Bishayzer and brought down in the Gersa Go. And the questions are obvious. A, there are many miracles that happened, especially in Mitzrayim. Throughout the year before Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a lot of miracles. So here was one miracle. What was the miracle? The miracle was that the B'chayrus killed their parents. I mean, it's not even such a big miracle but it happened. So for that, we have a special day for that. From all miracles that we have. A. B. Still, why is it called Shabbos Hagadol? Big Nes? I mean, Tzias Shabbos is bigger Nes. They call it Shabbos Shinasa Bo Nes. Shabbos Hagadol? Why that terminology? And finally, the Mefarshim really ask it. The Bach brings this question, the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, and others. So why are we doing Shabbos? It should be Yud Nisan. This year, Pesach is on Shabbos. So Yud Nisan is on Monday. So Monday should be Yom HaShani HaGadol. Why does it attach to Shabbos? What does it do with Shabbos? So this answer of today doesn't really answer. You know, we still have a question. What's going on over here? Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? What's special about Shabbos? And to understand that, we have to start with the explanation of what is really the Havana, an understanding of what Pesach is all about, what the Laseidah and Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about, and you merely will understand the Shabbos Hagadol Be'ez Hashem. The Rambam tells us the following. The Rambam says, this is Tam, a good Yediyah. The Rambam says, what should you focus on in Leil HaSeder? What should you tell your kids? As already the place where Vosner brings, that many people make the mistake of thinking that what they're going to do in Leil HaSeder is they're going to say Divrei Torah, Vortlach. Say, avoid them this, avoid them that. That's not the focus of Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder is the focus that you have to teach your children about what happened in Leil HaSeder. That's the main focus. Obviously, any Divrei Torah that explains that better and gives them, sheds more light on that, that's good. But to say Tzvei Dinim in the Rambam, that's not exactly the focus of the night. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah loy di'ay labonim, fa'afil loy sha'aloy, you have to tell the children even if they didn't ask you. He brings it. He says the following. Depends on the level of knowledge. As we know, there's different children that we speak to, as the Agoda tells us. So says the Rambam, what do you tell the kids? Ketzad. He may have caught on a tipesh. He was young, or he was a fool, wasn't very smart. Omerli, Bini, my son, Kulanu Ainu Avodim, we all were slaves. Kemoi Shifchezu, or Kemoi Evidze. It's a famous language of the Rambam. Like this maid or this servant, the slave, he points to the slave and says, you don't see them? And obviously, we don't have that. Just to that degree, say that that's what we were in Mitzrayim. So he tells them, we were slaves in Mitzrayim. Yeah, I'll give you a visual, a tangible example. Look at the slave in the house. That's what the Rambam says. That is for the young kid. Okay. What about the smart kid? What do you tell him then? Says the Rambam, Imaya ben Godol v'chochom. He was an adult and smart. Moedioi masheirolonu b'mitzrayim. He teaches the kids what happened in Mitzrayim, the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. That's what the Rambam says. So I heard from a Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, Zichet Tzadik Livracha, in the shirim that we are working now, and the shirim that got this, Rabbi Bachana, he has one shir regarding Pesach. And he brings this question. He says, why did the Rambam shift from the young child to the older child to such a degree? He should have said the following. To a young child, you say we were slaves. Like this slave that we have in the house. To the older child, they don't have to bring an example. But say, we were slaves, if you try. And Shmuel who redeemed us. He doesn't say that. He says he focused on the Nisim, on the miracles. Why? Why? Or you know, same miracles with the Kotan. Why is there the difference between a young child and an older child? To the young child, you say we were slaves. The older child, you say, or the smarter child, you say, there were miracles.
By the way, what you said before doesn't seem to ring true with the Agada.
Okay, well,
I
don't want to get out of the subject. Well, let's get back to that in a second. We'll get to it in the end. But I just want to get to here. So says the Rambam here, according to the Rambam is medag very clearly. Hakotan, just tell him what? You were a slave. The Agada, you tell him by the miracles. Why? Why that difference between Hakotan and Agada? So you here, so says Rav Moshe, says here you see the Rambam is indicating the story that we spoke about here a few times, and really the fundamental idea what Pesach is all about. And that is, what is the biggest chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What is the most greatest thing that we had? Yetzias Mitzrayim was a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in the beginning, Parshas Vayera, we mentioned it here as well. I reveal myself to the others of Kedoshim with the name Kel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem, Loinadatilem. The Shem Hashem, Shem Yudke Vovke, I did not reveal. But now, Mitzvah Yitzrayim, I'm going to reveal the Shem Yudke Vovke. And that's the whole idea of Mitzvah Yitzrayim. The whole idea of Mitzvah Yitzrayim is that Kesh Baruch Hu reveals himself in a way. They saw him. Until you get to Kriyas Yamsuf, you gain the stages of a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Gilui of Hashem in the world. Obviously, Gilui of Hashem, part and parcel of the revelation of Hashem in the world, is that you have a nation that reveals him. So Am Yisrael, you know, you can look at it this way. What is the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The fact that we were redeemed, and now Hashem is being revealed through us, or the fact that Hashem was revealed, and that's what we redeemed, so we have someone to carry that flag. And the story is the main point of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Gilui Hashem in the world, which comes through the redemption of Am Yisrael. That's the focus of the Nisim that you have in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that connects to the idea that what the Gaon of Vilna says, the famous Gaon, that explains that we have the night, or we say in the Agoda, says, when do you go in and say, Yetzias Mitzrayim? When do you say the Agoda? Yochel b'boyoyim, tomud loyim b'yoyim ahu. Says, b'yoyim. Says, in the day. What are we doing in the night? Right? So says the Gaon, the idea that the night of Pesach, there has a din of a day. as it will be lost, it lovely, that the laila kayoim yoyir, the dark will be like the day, the night will turn to be day. We have the beginning of that revelation in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the laila kayoim yoyir. And therefore, we act in the night of Pesach in ways that we don't act in nights of the whole year round. Only the night of Pesach is the only night that we do halal. As Rav Moshe pointed out, the word halal comes from the word in the pasuk. It says, "Behiloi neiror al roshi," when he shined a candle on my head. That's lashon of light. Hiloi. Halal is when you speak about the light. In general, the darkness in the world reflects when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not revealed. And the light is when you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'agid baboiker chaz decha. Then you see the ches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The munos chabaleis, in the night you don't see it, you just have emuno. That's usually what it is. So halal is when you reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the healer nairi, when the light comes out. You can't do halal in the night. You can't do halal in time of darkness. And you can add to this, just put this together, is what the Maharal says, explains the Gemara, that anybody who says halal, b'chol yoyim, anybody who says halal, when it's not an appropriate time to say halal, hareiz mechayru for megadif. He not only is giving a shvach to Hashem, but he's doing the opposite. Why is that so, says the Maharal? Because halal is for a miracle, for a revelation of Hashem. Usually doing the day-to-day basis, not only Kadosh Baruch Hu is not revealed, but purposely, there's darkness, and we need to work and to be revealed Kadosh Baruch Hu through the darkness. When a person goes ahead and he does halal in a day which is inappropriate, he's basically revealing Hashem in a place. He's saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealed when he's not supposed to be revealed. Halal is a revelation. You cannot reveal Hashem in the night. It's the darkness, the time of light. So how do we say halal in the night of Pesach? That's what the Goyen says, Laila Kayoim Yoyer. The night of Pesach is not a night. Because then you have the Gilui Yehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says brought down in Paiskin that we don't say Kriya Shema on the Mita. Because usually Kriya Shema on the Mita, we say Shema on the Mita is to save us from all the Mazikim, all the bad spirits that you have during the night. The night of Pesach, there's no Mazikim. Shvoi Chamoscha, you open the door. There's no issue. The night of Pesach is not a night. We look at it as the day, because that's when you have the full revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gilui. It's the Gilui of the Nisim, of the miracles. The miracles present HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a famous Ramban in the Pashas Boy, that the whole Nisim that we had in Pesach is a Nisim Agluim, teach you the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here the whole time, concealed. But that was the Gilui of Pesach, the Gilui of the Nisim. That's what the Rambam says. If the boy is Chacham, he's smart, he's intelligent, you can speak to him at a high level. You know what you should focus on. Don't say we were slaves. We were slaves is just a consequence. The main focus is that Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. There were miracles. Now, if he's in, you can't speak to any kid. You have a little kid, small kid, you tell him there was miracles. He doesn't understand, he doesn't relate to it. So you tell him, you know how you relate to it? Well, you were a slave like the slave over there. You were a shivcha like the shivcha over there. Oh, I can relate to that. The higher intelligent boy, you could speak right the main purpose of Pesach. That's what the Rambam teaches us over here. Imele, let's take it to the next stage. Comes out, you have such a revelation in time of Pesach, to such an extent, that really takes away from what we're doing. Because as we know, as we speak here several times, the whole avodah of Adam, the whole purpose that we have what to do in this world, is because the world is not, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why a person has a job to do, to reveal Hashem, to do his Torah and mitzvahs. But in the night of Pesach, in Leila Seder, the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shmuel is revealed with his full might. So Adam really has a very minimal job to do. And the truth is, that's what we needed. Because based on our level, Am Yisrael didn't deserve to go to Mitzrayim. As the Malachim say in Kriyas Yasuf, Halalu Oiv Dever Dezorav Halalu. Why are you saving them? They don't deserve to come out. And as we mentioned, the shiur of last year, anybody wants to listen to it, it's in Torah anytime, the concept of a chipazon. So the regular understanding was brought down, the chidah and the goyim. What's the reason we had to the rush to go to Mitzrayim? As the mishmos of Chazal and the Medrash, is if Am Yisrael would not go out, what would happen? One more second, they would go into Shah Chamishim, they would be lost. We were literally at the top of the cliff, at the edge of the cliff, and 1 second more we will fall down the cliff. Shmuel had to come and save us. We didn't deserve anything. The Leshem disagrees with that, because Leshem says, if you know the Makos of Mitzrayim, we took already a few months, I'm sure we're not so desperate. But Leshem is a different idea, which is very similar, connects the same thing. The reason we're in Chippazin, we were in a rush, because we weren't in our level. In our level, we didn't deserve to be in such a high place. So when you're in a place you don't belong to, you rush out. We brought an example last year, when you go into a room, and the room, you realize it's the wrong room, someone else is having a conference over there, what do? You rush out. You don't belong here, you rush out as soon as possible. And Mitzvah Deshmaya found that Bnei Yisoschar says the same idea, right away before the Leshem, that the Leshem of the Chippazin is because we didn't belong there. The idea is it's not in our level. It's not in our level. The beginning of Pesach is we don't deserve it. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving it to us way above our level. That's the Gilui of Mitzvah Deshmaya, has brought that many Sfarim. Tani brings us Itausa de Le'ema. It's coming from above, not coming from us. We don't deserve it. It's not where we are. But that's what changes. Tani brings it, Bnei Yisoschar brings it. And that's exactly what starts the day after Pesach, the day after Leila Seder. What do we do the next night? We start Sfira Soimer. Why do we start Sfira Soimer? Because we're counting your pashtas from Pesach to Shavuos. So why don't you count for the first night of Pesach? So says the Bnei Yisoschar, the whole idea is that the 50 days that you count from Pesach to Shavuos is when we are building ourselves. We don't have anything. So slowly we're building something of us, something that we belong to. So that's why we start counting. But the first night of Pesach, we have nothing. So we can't start counting. We really don't deserve.
We have zero.
We have zero. It's everything that Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Zero.
That's why the first night of Pesach, it's not us. It's only Gilui of Hashem. That's all we have over there. And then when you go through the nights, through the different spheres, the day of Yemei Sfira, that's when you start. That's when you don't have a Sfira Sohimer in the first night of Pesach. The first night of Pesach is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rav Tzadik says a beautiful word based on that. If you look in the Pesukim, through, especially Parshas Emor, look at Parshas Emor, you see that every Yontif is called Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is called Shabbos, Yom Kippurim is called Shabbos, Pesukim is called Shabbos, Shmini Atzeret is called Shabbos. There's two Moyadim that are not called Shabbos. Pesach and Shavuos. Shavuos is not our Sugya today, but you can just think about it. Shavuos, whatever we got in Shavuos, we lost, right? We had not the Torah, and we lost it. The Luchos Mishnayos, we lost. So it's something to think about. No, Pesach is not called Shabbos. But it is called Shabbos. The only murder was called Shabbos, except Yom Kippur, which is called Shabbos.
Mimachras HaShabbos.
Pesach is called Shabbos. Mimachras HaShabbos. The day after Shabbos. Why? So says Yom Tzadik. Doesn't matter about it here so much as pre-Tzadik and Shabbos HaGadol, but he speaks about it in other places, and this connects to this idea. The two extremes that we have in Yiddishkeit is you have Rosh Chodesh and you have Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is done by us. How do you do Rosh Chodesh? Based in the ones that decide what Rosh Chodesh is. Shabbos, on the other hand, we don't do anything. Kviyah v'kaimo. As the Gemara says, should we be mekadosh? Do you have to count for Shabbos? No. It comes on its own. Because Shmuel Gadol says, the kviyah v'kaimo is called from Hashem. Yontiv is something in between. Yontiv we do, because we do Rosh Chodesh, then Yontiv comes. But then you have a Gedushin that comes from above. Because Rosh Chodesh is a weekday. Yom Tov is we count, but then comes Gedusha, and it has the Gedusha, some Gedusha of Shabbos. That's a Yom Tov, as we do it, but then you have something from above. As the Bnei Yisoschar says, that he adds something, he says, a pi kabbalah, on Shabbos, you get oiris, which we don't know what it means. We have like some hashpahs from above, way beyond what we accomplished on our own. But Yom Tov, it's what we accomplish. We accomplish something, then you get from above. It's a combination, so to speak, of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Chodesh is only us. Shabbos is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kriya V'Kaimo. Yom Tov is in between. Says Rav Tzadik, every Yom Tov is called Shabbosoin. What's a Shabbosoin? Shabbosoin, whenever you have a Vav Nun, Losh HaKadosh, it means when you make it small. It says like the Rishonim already say, that the pupil of the eye is called Ishoin. Merely Ishoin Basayin. Why? Because the pupil you see, when you look at a person, you see the person small in the eye. A small person. Ish is a regular person. A small person is Ishoin. Shabbos is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. Yom Tov It's a small Shabbos. It's coming, but it's really, we're involved over here. So it's called Shabbos Soin. Pesach is not called Shabbos Soin. Pesach is called Shabbos. Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach is called Mimacharaz HaShabbos. Because it's not coming from us. It's not us. Even though obviously it depends on Rosh Chodesh. But in terms of the conceptual thing of what
the
we
source,
have,
the source.
It doesn't depend. Unless you want to lose the B'nai Yisrael's Lashon, we don't need to do, according to Kabbalah, Ari Shtadlis to get it. It's nothing to do. It comes from above. That's why Pesach is called Shabbos. Because Pesach is all coming from above. And here we get to the point we're trying to get to. That's all right and all true. Pesach is Shabbos. Pesach is not with our deeds. But it's not completely Shabbos. It depends something on us. The Medrash brings a beautiful mashal. So when Am Yisrael are about to go to Mitzrayim, so it says that the Malachim were telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were preparing the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mashal Lemelech, the mashal to a king, that his kid was kidnapped. His son was kidnapped. So his slaves prepared his chariot with all his horses for him to run after the kidnappers. So the king got upset on the slaves and says, "You're wasting your time. My kid is kidnapped. He soon won't be here." He took one horse from the chariot, from the stable, and he ran after the kid and saved him. "I don't have time for my chariot to be ready." Says the Medrash, that's what it says in the Pasuk, "Vayadel kruv vayayif." Because Baruch Hu tell the Malachim, "I don't have ready for my chariot to be ready." He took one kruv and he ran after. He ran after Am Yisrael. Which kruv is that? So Rav Moshe always mentioned that the kruv they mentioned over here is speaking about the dimension that Avraham Avinu brought to the world, which was Emunah. And really that's the Rambam. The Rambam tells us, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he speaks about how Avodah Zarah came to the world, then he speaks about Avraham Avinu coming, and he's Megal Hashem. He's the one who introduced Ma'atism to the world. And he says, Avraham Avinu goes around. And then he teaches it to his kids, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to the Shvatim. And then he goes on and he says, Am Yisrael were too long in Mitzrayim. They started doing over the Zohar like the Mitzrayim. Chodesh Shevet Levi. And I listened, they listened very, very clear to this Lashon. Rav Moshe Shapiro always used to mention it. Kimat kat, almost. Haya ve'ikor sheshatol Avraham nekar. Kimat and Avraham's ikor, which ikor Avraham introduced in the world? Emuno, will go out. Chozer bnei Yaakov told us to tayaso. Am Yisrael will become like a regular guy. Umehavat Hashem atenu shomer shul Avraham Avinu. He came and saved us. So really, the Rambam, Rav Moshe always put together. Rambam is referring to the Medrash. Medrash said, "Chozer, I don't have time. My kid is kidnapped. I have to take whatever I have. I can't wait for the whole chariot to be ready, to all the midas, so I'm supposed to be ready with all the power. As long as they have a little bit of emunah, we'll save them." As Rav says, the ikar moment is still something is there, we'll save them. That's what it says, the nigalu b'schusa emunah, they still had emunah. They had emunah. They had something. Right? They didn't have any, they were over the Zohar. They were in a very low level. But something was still
you
left.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yetzias Mitzrayim is coming from above. But it's still a Yom Tov. Compared to any other Yom Tov, it's a Shabbos. Compared to any other one. Any other Yom Tov is a Shabbos. This Yom Tov of Pesach is not a Yom Tov. It's a Shabbos. But still, compared to the regular Shabbos, it has us involved somehow. Somewhat, something. We have something that we have to do. It's all coming from above, but you have to be prepared. And we have a ruling that I go there every year that you have, mentioning about the kids. You have the Chochom, and you have the Tom, and you have the Shein Yudei Lishur. It doesn't matter what level he is, he's always going to be part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Except what? The Rosha. We tell him, Yilu Haya Hashem Lo Yanigo. If you have no interest, if you're completely disconnected, if you're saying that you don't want to be part of it at all, then you have to at least want to be there. You have to have the emuno. You have to have the desire to receive that from a Krishna.
Well, he is there. He just
He's taking
the problem. The problem is that he didn't believe in Pakod Yifkod. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's excluding himself.
But he's at the table.
He's at the table.
We do address him. Yeah. We do address him at the table.
Yeah, and we
over there.
That lawyer let go. Be there. See, it says its rhyme is you have to have them. We have to have something. It's not like Yontev that we have to build it up. It's coming from above. But something of us we do need to have. I was thinking about this, you know, as I was preparing the shiur. And then I looked again, I saw that really, that's what the B'nai Yisrael was saying. In the Shabbos HaGadol Maimer, in the second explanation why Shabbos HaGadol, I think he's understanding what he's referring to what I'm saying right now. We have Godel and Kotov. What is the difference between Godel and Kotov? We have the Mora Godel and the Mora Kotov. The Mora Godel is the sun who stands on its own. You have the Mora Kotov, which is the moon, which really on its own doesn't have anything. It needs to reflect, it has to reflect the sun. That's the Mora Godel and the Mora Kotov. This Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. You know why it's called Shabbos HaGadol? Because when you compare it to the Shabbos of Pesach, the Shabbos of Pesach is a Shabbos. That Shabbos of Kotel. It is a Shabbos. But it's like the sun and the moon. The sun stands on its own, the moon has to have something, has to reflect something. Pesach compared to the regular Shabbos is Shabbos of Kotel, the Rosh Hashanah Gadol.
Shonazu Michael Amemar?
Now,
comes out Shabbos and Pesach.
The other thing, and that's really the point. Shabbos of Pesach, as maybe I should bring it before already, the Gemara Menachos tells us that the big argument that you had with the Tzedukim was, what is the big argument? The Gemara brings a whole daf and shas about it. The big argument was what it says in Mocharas HaShabbos, Sfira Soimer, does it mean Shabbos Bereshis? Means Sunday? Or it means Yantava Pesach that could be during the week. The Tzedukim said it means after the Shabbos, the regular Shabbos. And we said no. It has to come from the Shabbos that comes after Yantav. And this is exactly the argument. What is the Pesach? What is the Pesach that leads to Shavuos? Is the Pesach have anything in us involved? Or really it's all from above? The Tzedukim don't believe in us. And the Tzedukim believe only in Tersha Bechtav. They don't believe in Tersha Bape. They don't believe in the input of a human being. So the Tzedukim say that the Mimachos HaShabbos is Shabbos Bereshis, it's everything from above, we don't do anything. And we say, no. Even the Shabbos of Pesach, which is our beginning, it's still a Shabbos which could be during the week. Sometimes it could be a Shabbos, but it could be during the week. Meaning, it's not a Shabbos that comes from above. It's a Shabbos that we're involved because we have to install during the week. We install, how do we call during the week? Because Am Yisrael did Rosh Chodesh, different day. It depends on us.
It's incidental.
So the Shabbos that's the Shabbos. When you come to the Shabbos before Pesach, I'm telling you, here I want to come and reflect to you that there's a difference between Shabbos of Kviyah V'Kaimo to the Shabbos of Pesach. It's all going to be above, but we have something that we are involved. That's why this is Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos HaKotel. From all Shabbos of the year, this is the Avkei Shabbos. First of all, because the closest ones you won't reflect it. But as Tzadik says, always the Shabbos gives you the koyach, gives you the power for the whole week that comes ahead. The Shabbos before has always including that when the week comes. So when the next week has it, it's a Shabbos, which is a Yom Tov. It's a Shabbos of Pesach. So then the Shabbos before, which includes it, which so to speak swallows it, tells you, I'm the Shabbos HaGadol, I'm going to give birth here this week to Shabbos HaKotel. And this connects beautifully to what the Torah says. Says the Torah, why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol? Because when they went to take the sheep, they went to the Pchoiris, and the Pchoiris asked them, guys, what are you doing since we're taking the sheep? What's going to happen? Well, in 4 or 5 days from now, we're going to be leaving Mitzrayim. So what happened then? Well, the Pchoiris went on their own, and they killed their families. What's the point? What's the point over here? The point here is that here we have zero involvement. Nothing. Am Yisrael didn't go to Mitzrayim. No nation came out of this. We didn't do a thing. No, it was a, so to speak, we just told them, we just indicated to them, you know that it's going to be something in 5 days. And they on their own, they went and killed themselves. This reflects to us what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is kli v'kaima. It's nothing to do with what you're doing. You didn't do anything. You didn't come out. You didn't do anything. They killed themselves. It happened on its own. That's the nes that happened on Yud Nisan, which was Shabbos. The nes that happened was that there was a nes that happened on its own without our involvement at all. To show you the difference between Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos HaKatan, where we need to be involved. And in Melee, this is where Rav Tzadok really refers to it, says the fact that it was Yud Tish Nisan, it wouldn't have happened if Yud Nisan wouldn't be Shabbos. The only reason it happened Yud Nisan is because it was Shabbos too. So Yud Nisan, which was Shabbos before Pesach, we revealed another nes to show you that a Shabbos is different than Pesach. Shabbos, we have no involvement in it. Pesach, we do have involvement in it. That's the Shabbos HaGadol. And this Shabbos HaGadol is really a preparation for us for Pesach. The minig brought down already in the Shulchan Aruch is that we have a minig, as a minig Yisrael, to read the Haggadah and Shabbos Haggadah. And that is what we're doing, we're preparing for Pesach. Because we're learning from this Shabbos what Pesach is all about. Shabbos is Kula Kviyah V'Kayimah, it's the Shabbos Haggadah, which brings birth to the Pesach, which is also really, also we're not really involved, but Shabbos HaKotel, we do have something to be involved. And there we have to receive and accept and be part of what Hashem is giving us. We're coming to Pesach, it's all coming from above. The night is the day. Laila Kiyom Yoyer is the Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we doing? We're there. Like, so to speak, in Shabbos, obviously if Am Yisrael is not here, there's no world. But Shabbos happens without us. The Yom Tov Pesach happens with us. We have zero or very minimal action that we have to do, but we have to be there to accept it, to be the Chacham or the Tom or the Shainu de Elishoel, the one who becomes part of it and accepts it, and that's how we are able to get the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Should be zoiche to be to this year. We should be oichel min hazvachim umin hapsachim that it will be beis Hashem Yerushalayim will be the full geula.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.